People near Muscatine have always known of a place called Pine Creek Mill, but for most of the 20th century, it sat idle, with little work done to keep the outside of the structure preserved. The mill came to life, though, when this group of volunteers devoted their time to the project, and their story is this edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Tom Hannafin is the president of the Friends of Pine Creek Mill, an old grinding operation located on a creek just a mile off the Mississippi River near Muscatine.
Well, the mill itself, construction was begun in 1848 and finished probably about 1850. And we're pretty sure, I can't say definitely, but pretty sure that it's the oldest working grist mill between the Mississippi River and the Rocky Mountains.
There are just a few mills that remain today. Of course, they were once a much-needed and commonplace enterprise in communities.
We've read that there were somewhere between 500 and 800 mills in Iowa built before 1880. And of that group, there's about a dozen or so left. And we're one of two that works. The other one is much newer than ours.
The mill remains thanks to public works programs in the 1930s that helped preserve it. Today, these volunteers work to keep the mill running and explain its history.
We have very little written records from the mill itself, but we know from history that it lasted as a functioning business up till about 1927. Its business towards the end there was really falling off, but it was a viable business up until 1927 or so.
Notice Tom said this is still a working mill.
Our original goal was just simply to restore enough of the equipment so that the millstones could grind for demonstration purposes, but we've gone way beyond that now, and we're able to demonstrate most of the system. During the warmer months, we do demonstrate on Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
But how do you flip the switch on an 1850s mill and begin grinding wheat? That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.